life is an energy structure. It is a whole, we talk about the web of life. Now this is not a metaphorical image. Life is a whole web of energy, and some of it is awake more than others, and in some the energy flows more than others. Now, every human being is connected to this web of life, because we are all part of the one organic structure of life. We are all part of life, we are all a little node, if you like, in the energy structure of life. So is every blade of grass, so is everything, is all connected. And it is a very, very beautiful pulsating, if you see it from outer space, it's a very beautiful pulsating organic energy flowing around and in and out, and it's all connected. And of course a human being, because we are made in the image of God, we have more light and more energy. And a spiritually awakened human being is an incredible center of energy. And it's directly tuned in, plugged in, because it's part of this web of life. Web of life. And that's the beauty, why you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything, because you are connected. And if you are attuned spiritually to a higher dimension of consciousness, to a higher reality, to a higher frequency of energy, then the energy comes from that higher frequency through your spiritual body into the web of life of which you are a part. And it begins to flow along this web of life. And it can go and it can waken up other certain energy centers in this web of life. It's all connected and it's all moving and it's all interrelated. And it's, I mean, that's why I like the model of the internet, because it's like one of the few models that we have of how this could work. And I was walking down here this morning, I was thinking one of the problems in our perception is that we still come from this masculine consciousness which sees things as separate, which sees each individual as separate. For example, you sit in this room and you think of all these separate people. Now, feminine consciousness doesn't see things as separate, it sees things as patterns of relationships. And these relationships are moving and changing, and the energy is flowing, and this energy touches this energy and it moves to this energy. And if you bring down a higher frequency of energy, you can activate certain energy centers that can only be activated by a higher frequency of energy. For example, there are frequencies of energy that are like keys that can unlock certain doors. This also has to do with magic. This also has to do with the energy structure of life. In order to have access to a certain frequency of energy, you have to have a certain purity. Otherwise, the energy can't come through you. Your impurity blocks it off. And there are certain frequencies of energy which can unlock centers of energy within the structure of the earth. Druids used to use that. They used to know the energy structure of the earth and how certain incantations, certain prayers unlocked it. That's how they made places of power. That's how they, in places in Ireland or in Scotland, there were these places of power. They knew how to open them. They knew how to close them. And you do it with a certain energy. And of course, you put it in a prayer, and that prayer or that spell also becomes another certain energy. And so the beauty of it, again, see, on this part, we don't have to do anything. We are surrendered to God. We are used by God, by our higher consciousness. And in the higher consciousness, this is very esoteric, Naqshbandis are the impressors. They're also the designers. So, and the way it works is the whole plan, the part that we have to play in the whole plan is impressed into our higher consciousness. Really, from the moment you step upon the path, it is just impressed. It is impressed by the teacher. It is impressed by the system into your higher consciousness. The design. The whole design, the whole thing, the system. And in that design is the part that you can play, and the part that you can play on certain levels. Because as you go along the path and as you work upon yourself, you can have access to different levels of energy. You are given permission to work in ways that are closed to you before, to do with your sincerity, to do with your subservience, and we talk about that tomorrow. And so you are part of the whole design. Your consciousness has the whole design. Your consciousness knows where your energy can go. And really, if it works really well, for example, you know, you will be taken to the place, or you will be born in the place, in the planet, or if you need to be moved somewhere else, life will move you somewhere else where your energy is designed to participate to the maximum effect, where you can work to the maximum effect in the whole design that is unfolding. And this whole planet is an organic structure of energy that is also a spiritual structure of energy that is unfolding, it's moving, it's changing, it's vibrating, and the vibrational level can change, and you can work to shift it. And there is, say, a certain change that is needed to happen at an organic cellular level. Certain energy needs to be awakened in the earth in order for it to start to sing. One of the next stages of the evolution of the world is that the world will start to sing. And that hasn't been heard for a very, very, very long time. The last time the world was singing was, most of you can't remember. It was long, long, long time ago. When the world is singing, then all sorts of things can happen, because it is like the human, you know, every human being has their song. Every human being has their own magical songs. Apparently there's a tribe in Africa that when somebody is born, all the women gather around and they sing the song of to the child. And then whenever the child gets in trouble in life, they gather around the child again and they sing them their song to remind them of their real purpose. And, you know, because we live at the end of a civilization that has forgotten its real purpose, we don't even remember what it's like for the world to sing. And it is very, 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 very beautiful. It was a long, long time ago. It's what people call the Golden Age, when the world was alive, and in a way that we can't even imagine now, because it has been forgotten and then systematically erased by certain patriarchal powers from the memory structure of most people. You have to go back a very, very long time. And this song needs to be awakened, and it belongs to the cellular structure of life. It has to do in a spiritual sense with life rejoicing in its divine nature and reflecting its divine nature, because every cell of creation praises God. That is the primal purpose of every cell of creation. And the world is also, again, one cell in a whole organic structure that we call the Milky Way. And it's just one little node, one little cell. And when it awakens, it will begin to resonate in that whole bigger organic structure. And it will realize certain things will become conscious that have been hidden for a long time. But like everything, in order to awaken, it needs an energy. Just like a human being, in order to awaken, needs an energy. And this energy needs to be given directly. It is like mainlining something. It cannot just be filtered down. It would take far too long. It has to be mainlined, and it has to be mainlined very, very, very precisely. That's why it's like a design. It has to be, and different energy has to be given in different places. And it can come through the cell, from the inner planes, a certain frequency of energy that is designed for this purpose, that can come straight down through the spiritual body of a woman, straight into the cellular structure of life, at a particular place, and that place can awaken, and it can send out energy to other places, and it's all connected. It's very, very, very beautiful, and it's incredibly beautifully designed. And you know what is sad is that everybody is, consciousness, understandably, is affixed on this decaying civilization. And that's what we see around us. And you just glimpse behind the scenes and you see this whole other shimmering being of light that is waiting to come into being. And remember, we are all part of it, because we are all part of life, and we are all part of the divine that is expressing itself in life, and we are all linked together. We are not, we have become so identified that we're separate people, that we have forgotten how we are all linked together, and we're linked together on the inner planes, and we're linked together in life, and we are working together. And the moment we become consciously attuned to that, then our consciousness can also flow into this web of life and bring energy where it's needed and activate other energy cells. And so I say women have a very particular part to play in it that a man can't do, because a man can bring his spiritual energy into his spiritual body, into the physical body through an act of will. He can bring it down, but it's not natural. And a man often has to do something in order to bring his energy down. A woman can just be. And it is that being, in that being, in her being, she is connected. And in that being, all the patterns of relationship move and breathe and come alive.